up? You are listening to 91.5 FM. I should probably do that. 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. That's WMFO in Medford. Thank you to everyone who's listening. You got Nate today, which means you get a lot of probably Nico Case. I think, so I just read her autobiography. It's great. It's tough. No spoilers. But, like, it's tough. And anyway, I'm going to be playing a lot of that and probably some other things related to her and her bands. Because that's the best thing. The best thing about reading an autobiography of a musician is then, now knowing everything, doing, like, a YouTube deep dive on all the KEXP, like, performances and being like, I wonder what she was thinking right now. Or, like, I wonder, like, time-stamping them in your mind. I mean, in the Nico Case, it's one of those where, like, there's some stuff from the 90s and, like, early 2000s, and you're, like, trying to figure out, like, at what point in the story is this? So anyway, I think that's going to be fun. I'm probably going to talk about the weather. Probably going to give you some studio updates. I'm probably going to read a PSA. And I don't know. I mean, call in. I actually don't know. Okay, don't do that. Call me. Okay, and if you're a fan of this show, if you're in, like, the extremely small, like, Venn diagram area of, like, people who listen to the show and don't have my personal number, just, like, keep listening and, like, we will become friends just due to proximity, and that'll be great. And then you can have my, and then you can just text me during the show, like all these other people, and just be like, that thing you said was funny, and me being like, all right, cool. All right, I'm gonna let Public Enemy run.
Translates with fear, beware. 2000 is here. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but damn the game if it don't mean nothing. What is game? Who got game? Where's the game in life? Behind the game, I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game. It might feel good, it might sound a little something, but the game if it ain't saying nothing. I got game, she got game, we got game, they got game, he got game.
been finding the time to be bored out of my mind. I've been walking for days. I don't have the time to play. You're kind of parlay. So won't you come home soon? Won't you come home soon? Never wish for you to go to roll down that old road. You're making my heart low, lost in that old world. You're the only one I'll ever fall. So won't you come home soon? Come home soon. Won't you come home soon? Won't you come home soon?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Big time shout out to everyone driving around out there. I think I've made the decision that I'm just gonna drive 25 miles an hour for the rest of my life. Like, I realize, I think I would get a lot of anxiety. I get a lot of anxiety when people, like, get upset at me, you know, for just driving. Like, today, I am making the left-hand turn from Webster onto Forest Street. For everybody who knows, that's, like, a pretty common... A lot of people are doing that, especially in the morning. These are both, like, standard neighborhoody type streets, but they're busy. They get busy, especially because there's like a school and stuff on that street, so like especially for drop off and all that. Okay, I'm making that left. I'm pretty convinced that if it doesn't matter how many cars are coming or like what the situation is, if somebody, there's just like people out there that they're like, I've been waiting for 1 minute, time to beat my horn. Like, again, has nothing to do with how many cars are coming and going, whether or not you can get out, all that stuff. People are just like, you know, I'm going to beat my horn. It's just, I've been waiting. It's the timer in my head means I'm going to beat my horn. And I think that used to set me off. And maybe it still does because I'm talking about it an hour and a half later. But I think I just realized, like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just, like, not going to worry about that anymore. And that's it. Same with driving slow. And just, like, if people are going to lose their minds, then that's fine. Drive defensively. I'm not even saying drive slow. Just driving the speed limit. And just kind of having that be what I do, and I stop at crosswalks and all that kind of stuff. Consider this a statement, because it is, and it's not, and it really isn't even about getting anywhere or stopping anybody from getting anywhere. Because it's like, you know where we live, it's all traffic. It literally is like, no, I'm just not gonna, from this stretch of area before a red light to that other stretch of area of red light, I'm not gonna gun it, you know? I don't know if it's a PSA, but it's certainly something. Also, too, shout out to me with this little cold snap we've had. I officially got the red coat on. I have officially surrendered to the winter. And I think this is the earliest my, like, standard coat is coming out. Because I just, especially yesterday, I spend a lot of time outside. And it's like, I was freezing cold. I was wearing my lighter jacket. I was wearing my Tufts Marathon team jacket, a sick jacket. Shout out to Jordan, who's a listener, also has that jacket. It's a sick jacket. It's a blue jacket that says Tufts on the front. And so every single person is like, oh, did you go to Tufts? And I'm like, nope. And then on the back, it just says Tufts Marathon team, which, like, can't shout out that team enough. Don is the greatest. If you're trying to get into running, or if you just, like, have a goal of running a marathon, there is no better group of people to be a part of. They're the best. And I loved, I ran with them for like almost 7 years, I think. Just amazing, amazing group of people. And Don just really cares about runners and cares about you doing your best. It's not about sprinting or like, you know, oh yeah, I gotta like beat my time or whatever. It's literally just like, hey, running a marathon is a real achievement. And if it's something you want to do, it's not about like hitting it hard and pushing yourself to the limit. It's about slowly transforming your mind into somebody, into a mind that thinks it can run for 26 miles and, you know, spend 4 hours on your feet, you know? So anyway, that's Don. And so a long time ago, he was wearing this jacket. And I was like, Don, I don't know if you realize this. This is the sickest jacket I've ever seen. It's like a bigger bomber jacket. Tufts Marathon team block lettering. And anytime you wear it, it's really fun because people are like, whoa, not only maybe you have run a marathon, you know, because anybody can just wear the shirt of the marathon. This is like, I'm on a team that runs marathons. And it's like, oh yeah. But then also that's like the worst because then you get that like the classic response. This is it. There's like only two. It's like there's anytime you're talking about running, there's three people. There's the first person that's just like, oh my god, I couldn't ever, like, I can't even run 400 feet, you know, and what, and that kind of thing. Then there's the people, and these are the good people, that don't care. They're just like, that's great, you know, and like feel no sort of like it's not a thing, like I'm not throwing it in anybody's face. They're just like, that's cool, you know, my thing is I make music, and you're like, that's great too, you know. It's like, just like any other hobby. Like, if somebody is like, you know what, I'm making my own pants, I'm not going to be like, oh my god, I'm sorry that I'm not making my own pants. Anyway, this is only like 10% of people. It's like at a party when you tell somebody. You're like, yeah, no, it's like, whatever. Or it comes up. Usually you try not to have it come up. and I guess I got to stop wearing this jacket, which I do. I will stop wearing. It's a great jacket for, like, going around. But if I have to do anything physical, it, like, like all bomber jackets, it, like, rides up. And I think that's, like, maybe one of the worst feelings in the world is, like, cold air on your exposed midsection. That's the worst. Anyway, third group of people are runners themselves, and then that's when you're like digging deep into just like, all right, when you're doing it, like how many tempo workouts are you doing? And those are fun people too, but like sometimes you got to get the right, you got to get a person who cares about running and is like kind of interested in that stuff, but isn't nuts. Because that's the other thing too, is that the better you get, the more it takes over your brain. As like, I was at a party one time talking to somebody and they were like, I just hurt my knee, but then I'm going to do Yasso 800s, which is like a old school workout. I'm going to do those tomorrow. And I'm like, well, what about your knee? And they're like, it's fine. And I'm like, this is the same thing that we should like, you know, it's like when somebody is like when you're injured and still trying to do, it's like, this is an addiction. Okay. I don't know if it's healthy. I mean, you're like, whatever, but it's like, I do think sometimes we give like, especially runners, like the pass on, like, this is maybe like, you should scale this back a little bit. Yes, it is cool. And it's a very cool thing, but maybe like scale it back a little bit, or don't, I don't know. There's some really, I don't know. That's the other thing too, is for every person who's like, there's just like, I know a lot of people through the Tufts Marathon team that are excellent runners and are doing it in the right way. So there's that. Ooh. Anyway, the red jacket is back. I need to, if you got any glove recommendations for outside, like I need some thermal gloves. I do have Raynaud's, which I think everybody has these days, as it has become a popular thing to have. It's just like some of my fingers turn white, like all the blood drains out of them when I'm cold. But then also I've just noticed that if I like warm up my hands and then go outside, I have no problems. So I think it's a circulation issue. I don't think it's like a it's cold or hot kind of issue. Because yeah, like if I'm shoveling snow, I don't get it. But if I am just like standing around on the corner like a friggin' idiot, then yeah, like my hands will like do that. Also, big time shout out to the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets, my alma mater, out coming up here into the freezing cold and barely eking out a win against Boston College. Great area down there in Boston College. It is kind of nuts to park. I do think we were maybe led astray. I had to walk for 25 minutes. Call in if that's like a normal. That's like a normal amount of time to walk. I was like really walking, and we had everybody, the whole family, kids included, and we were like, we're getting here. It was awesome, though. They were like price gouging you on the hot chocolate, but you know, we happily engaged. It was fun. And not like this rowdy, you know, I've been to a lot of college football games in the South, and it is a wild atmosphere. This was not that. It was fun, and you see the student section, and heck yeah, for the students sticking around in the cold, especially, like, I guess, taking off your shirt. That's, like, the crazy thing. And it was a close game, too. So, like, upset was coming. Tech being a top 15 ranked team, which is awesome. And we got to go beat Pitt, which is the school of my hometown, but also the school that, like, I have never grabbed an affinity to because they always would just let you down. Like, one good, like, March Madness run at a Pitt in, like, the early 2000s would have made me anytime. Like, you had a 15-year window, any of those times that you came in as, like, a 4 seed and, like, got to, like, the Elite Eight, I would have been, like, Pitt forever. Maybe even gone there. But alas, it continues to be the school of my brother and sister-in-law, and a great school for sure. But just a school I'm not sports-wise. I just can't get over the hump fan-wise. Okay. More stuff. We were listening to that cover of Tonight Tonight, which is normally by the Smashing Pumpkins by Munya. And I was like, there's another cover that I'd recently listened to. And it is. It's a Future Islands cover. I have been playing a lot of stuff from Nico Case, like Brill Bruisers. And I played Home Soon by Dope Lemon. And Next of Kin by Always was what I played like just now. Bonobo, of course, is backing me up. And we'll do this. We'll go back to the music.
I tried hard just to soften you. And seasons change, but I've grown tired of trying to change for you. 'Cause I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting on you. 'Cause I've been waiting on you. Ooh, I've been waiting on you. Thank you.
Maybe Sparrow, it's too late. The moonlight glanced off metal wings in a thunderstorm above the clouds. The engine hums a sparrow's praise. Those who cannot hear the words, those who cannot hear the words, those who will not hear the words. La-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Maybe Sparrow, maybe Sparrow.
Last night I dreamt Vancouver dressed up in the ocean. Last night I dreamt Victoria drowned in the ocean. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime. The right of a lifetime, the rights of spring of a lifetime.
Hey, what's up? I'm going to jump right back in here. I got a PSA for you. Also, just like, hey, what's up, Becca? Just what's up, you know? And I think you said, like, well, I was talking, she, like, Becca is right here. You know, we have a Fast and Loose group chat, which is possibly the most important group chat just out there. And we know that when Bex is listening, because they're, like, texting the group chat, like, you wouldn't believe, and it's the best. I don't know how you text that fast. It's still coming. I still see them. this is your weekly shout out. But you said something that I really like, but just like the digital footprint thing, like a digital, Fast and Loose is a digital footprint I am glad to make. And this is a little PSA to anybody who has any shows on WMFO or is a fan of any shows on WMFO and can't always make the time. Hey, you know, you can go to WMFO.org, click on the schedule, look at any show on the list, click on that show. And for as long as that show has been going, you can listen to archived shows. So for this show, which is almost 10 years old, oof, you can go back and you can find any show. So if you were a guest or you texted in or you called in or any of that stuff, you can go back and you can listen to any show. It's this little button that just says archive whenever you're on the page of any show on WMFO.org. And it's really fun. And especially if it's like really, really, it's like the summertime and you're missing your friends and you're like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna like listen to one of the old shows here. I'm gonna just plop this on, an old archived show, or of other shows, which I love, you know, like the Desperate Hours. And you just put that on and it's nice because you can just be like, that's me. That's me and my friends. Anyway, a couple of Nico cases in there. That album, Fox Confessor Brings the Flood, is really good and I have never listened to it all the way through. And I'm also just going to go ahead and confess that maybe I never even listened to it before reading this biography. Just passed it up. And it's like, how come, you know, it's like right there with some of my favorite other like solo albums and stuff. And it's like, these are great songs and I need to listen to them. So there's that. All right, real quick, going to do this. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergencies can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's already some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And I can say that as someone with like a box in his attic, that's the emergency preparedness kit, you should have one. And thank you. Shout out to Bob King and all the wonderful people at the Bishop facility in Bishop, Texas, who we would have emergency preparedness month because in Corpus Christi, Texas, there are hurricanes. And it would be, you know, hey, pack this box and just forget about it. And there are plenty of boxes I've packed and forget about it. At least this one is up there and it's ready. And I can use it anytime I want. It's got like the big water thing. It's got a can opener. It's got some flashlights, batteries, all that kind of stuff. I don't know if there's any food in there. That's probably not a good idea to keep up there. But I think, anyway, it's got some emergency blankets. And you know what? I'm talking about this right now. Might not be a bad time tonight to just kind of open that thing up and just be like, all right, do I have everything I need? Because it is. I, like, honestly, I'm not like a prepper or anything like that. But having this thing has brought me a lot of peace of mind. So I suggest that to anybody else. And I moved it around. I moved it around all over Somerville when I was living all over Somerville. And now that I have a house, it's there and it's nice. So anyway, real quick on digital footprints. It is kind of funny that like all of the ephemera of my life exists in a digital footprint. And there is like no possible way any social media is deleting anything. And Beck said, and I agree with this, that Fast and Loose is one of the only digital footprints that they are happy to make. And I agree with that myself, is that, you know, of all the junk out there and pictures and whatever stuff that I'm trying to get people to notice me or whatever, Fast and Loose is like really fun, and I really, I don't know. We're gonna have a, we usually do our donation drive in the spring, but that's like why to keep, why keep the station going? Well, it's that. It's because like, you just want to make sure that we've got, you know, these digital archives exist forever. That's really the thing. I probably have a little bit more time to play some songs, and so that is what I'm gonna do. And I'm gonna play a couple. Now this is a throwback, I guess, but also it's just like the song's awesome. So just there's that. If you look real high, you just might find sitting in the stars, clear.